Okay, here we are with the abs challenge number four. This one we hope to have a little bit of a challenging sequence for you, but there's not a lot of it on the wrists. So those with wrist issues shouldn't face too much difficulty with this. So here we go. We're going to start in child's pose. So you're dropping the hips back onto the heels. You're letting the forehead touch the earth. You have the option to have the arms forward or have the arms back. Let the shoulders roll to the earth. And just take some nice, quiet, long, slow respirations, letting the back round out, the hips stretch, and perhaps most importantly, just calming that whole psychic realm. Coming up from child, we make our way to table and rise up into downward facing dog. And just as you get into your downward facing dog, you just want to make sure that you're stretching, giving yourself time to breathe, to stretch those muscles that may be stiff. So maybe soften one knee, then the other knee to stretch through the calves, peeking the tailbone, extending out through the palms, pressing down on that special point between the thumb and the index finger, keeping the ears between the elbows. Good, just giving yourself a good stretch. And then you may want to soften one knee, then the other knee again to stretch out through the calves as you prefer. And pulling the navel in. Start pulling that navel in as you press the heels towards the earth and just get that good lockdown at the core. Pulling. And then relax the navel a touch. And let's come up onto the ball of the feet. Get high up on the ball of the feet and you're peeking that tailbone. And again, pull that navel in. And while you're up on the ball of feet, bring that left leg way up into the sky. Give yourself a good leg stretch and get that leg up high. Returning that left leg to the earth, coming onto the ball of the foot. And let's bring that right leg all the way up, really coming back through the shoulders, peeking that tailbone and right heel. And landing onto the ball of that right foot. And then relax back into a standard downward facing dog. Just a few breaths here. And drop down into table position. And you can take it back to child just for a quick breather. When you come up back into table, then we're going to work into a neutral spine. You pull the navel in, you get the spine perfectly flat. So the navel's high, but the spine is level. And you're feeling that core engagement. The palms are shoulder width apart. The knees are directly below the hips. And then on your inhale, draw that left leg back, keeping the hips square. Don't open that left hip to the side. Just draw that leg back. And you're trying to draw that leg up. And as you do that, you're lifting the head up as well and creating extra space in the heart region. So you're kind of opening up. You're inhaling there. And now exhale, take that left knee to the nose, round out, squeeze to the core, hold, so the knee is to the nose, and pulling that navel in. Inhale, extend the leg back, lift the eyes and chin up, open that whole thoracic region. And exhale, knees to nose, hold, squeeze. Good. Inhale, leg back, eyes up. And exhale, knees to nose, hold all the air out. Squeeze. Inhale, leg back. And exhale, knees to nose. Inhale, leg back. Exhale, knee to nose. Inhale, exhale, inhale. Follow that pattern. Exhale, inhale, leg back. Exhale, knees to nose. Back down into table. Catch up, relax for a moment. Let's do the same thing on the other side. Bring the right leg back, so heel up, eyes and chin up, you know what to do now. Exhale, knees to nose, hold, squeeze to that core. Inhale, back on up. Exhale, knees to nose, tuck it, hold, squeeze. Inhale that right leg back, eyes and chin up, expanding that thoracic region. Exhale, knees to nose. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, and back down to table and child. Okay. Coming up into table position, and we're going to scoot right into dolphin plank. Forearms. So you're on the forearms. The forearms to the wrist are into the earth. The toes are curled and the whole body is parallel to the earth. So while you're in that dolphin plank, you're squeezing to your core, you're squeezing to your thighs. Now we're going to lift that left leg up. Lift the left leg about 5-6 inches off the earth. Squeeze that thigh. And now while we're holding here, we're going to move this into dolphin side plank on the right forearm. Now you can either keep that leg elevated when you do that turn, or you can drop the leg and go left heel to right toe or stack the ankles. So when you're ready, make your move into your dolphin side plank. So you're now on your right forearm, your heart is facing to the left side, and either your leg is elevated here or you have the ankles, the legs on top of one another. The left arm is up to the sky, and slowly fold that left arm over the ear and squeeze, extend from the hip all the way to the fingertips. And draw yourself back into dolphin plank. Hold steady, get rock solid in that position. Bring that right leg up. Hold. And now same thing. When you move into your dolphin side plank on your left side, you'll either keep the right leg elevated or you'll return to the earth. So make your choice how you're going to do it. And now come on to the left forearm. Your heart is facing towards the right side. Your right arm is straight to the sky and your right leg is either elevated or it's down next to the left one, either on top of it or heel to toe. And now fold that arm over the ear. Reach, squeeze, lengthen. Drop back into dolphin plank. Hold here, nice and steady through your core. Exhale, knees down, heels up. Curl the toes back into dolphin plank. Exhale, knees down, heels up. Drop down, curl into dolphin plank. And this time return all the way to child's pose, relax, release. Bring the hands on either sides of the sternum. Lift the crown to the sky and get your legs across the mat. So now you're in just to Dandasana. So the legs are straight across the earth. The spine is erect, perpendicular to the world or to the earth. We're going to move into upward boat. So draw both arms forward. So now your arms are parallel to the earth. Palms are facing one another. And lean back a little bit. Lean back, keeping the integrity of the spine. Lean back. Maybe 20 degrees, 30 degrees, as you feel. And then lift that left leg up. Leg is lengthened, just lift it up, hold that position. And return that left leg to the earth, lift the right leg up, hold that position. And return the right leg to the earth. Inhale yourself to an upright position and relax the arms by the sides. Now I'm going to ask you to get in the middle of your mat from front to back. Ultimately, we're going to lie down from here. So you want to set yourself on your mat so that you have enough room in front of you to extend your legs on your mat and ultimately that you can lie back on your mat. And once you have identified that spot, bring the knees to the sternum, hands around the shins, and come into our balancing ball. So you're just sitting on your tailbone here. Soles of the feet are off the mat. Hands are around the shins. Hold steady. And now start to draw the shoulders back a little bit, getting upright, and release the shins. And now, keeping the knees bent, bring the knees towards you, and have from the knee to the heel, both knees are touching and the ankles are touching, and get that knee to the heel parallel to the earth, so that you have a distinct bend in the legs, and the arms are straddling those calves. So you're just holding in this position, a freestanding balance, using your core, lifting to the crown. If you're feeling comfortable, extend the legs up to a V shape. And if you'd like, you can bring the arms way up to a V as well. Or you can keep the knees bent. So wherever you are, you're either in that nice V shape or with the knees bent. And then from here, you're going to lower yourself slowly down into the earth, extending those legs, lowering and rolling the head and shoulders back into the mat. And you'll find yourself flat into the mat. While you're flat into the mat, bend the knees, let the soles of the feet touch, so you come down into supine bound angle. So you're just literally relaxed into the earth, opening the hips, breathing easy. Let's go ahead, fold the arms up to the sky, bring the knees to the outside of the elbows, and come into Ananda Balasana, or happy baby pose. So you're drawing the thighs towards you, the knees are wide, the elbows are on the insides of the knees, and the hands are wrapped to the outsides of the feet. And you just give me a nice easy rock and roll, opening the hips, stretching through the glute. Good. Then bring those knees back into center over the belly. Let the arms flat go out into a T-shape across the earth. And then get the feet into what we would call floating Bhadrasana, or the feet into a diamond shape, so that the knees are bent and the soles of the feet are touching each other, like we did earlier, except this time the legs are in the air. So the whole leg system, the feet might just be 6 or 8 inches off the mat, and they are all 10 toes and soles of the feet are lined up. While you're here, start to pull that navel strongly into the earth and roll the head and shoulders just a little bit up, maybe 1 or 2 inches off the mat. Don't bring chin to sternum. Keep the chin in a neutral cervical spine, looking straight to the sky, and the arms are floating off the mat 1, 2 inches. And you're just squeezing everything in right into that navel point, holding that position. While you're here, if you're comfortable, you can come into Garuda Asana. If you know Garuda Asana, with the arms only. So you bring left arm across, right arm across. And really, this is for those who know Garuda Asana and what the arm position is. And they can get that nice deep shoulder stretch while you're doing it. Do one side. Do the other side. And again, not to worry. If you don't know Garuda Asana, the arm positioning, just keep the arms out into a T. And now we'll lower everything down into the mat. You're resting. Good. So draw the knees back over the belly. The back is square into the earth. The head and shoulders into the mat. And bring all four limbs up into the sky. So that both legs are straight up into the sky, both arms are up, and the legs can be hip width, the arms can be shoulder width. And now simply lower the left leg till it's parallel to the mat, and simultaneously draw the right arm back past the ear. So you have diagonal limbs across the earth. And then bring that left leg up and the right arm back up and go on the other side. Left arm back, right leg down, parallel to the earth. And you're keeping that navel into the spine as best you can, squeezing through your core. Bring those limbs back up. You got 4 points. Straight up into the sky again. Left leg down, right arm back. Hold, squeeze. Those limbs back up. And then left arm back, right leg forward. Just parallel to the earth. And then all four up into the sky. Pull the navel in, roll the head and shoulders off your mat, and climb that imaginary rope that's coming through the big toes, and you're just climbing arm over arm, pulling that navel to the earth, climbing, climbing, reaching, reaching, using all your core. So there's no pressure on the shoulders and neck. It's all driven right through your core, deep into the belly. And then ease off your rope climb. Let the head and shoulders relax to the earth. Draw the arms out to a T-shape. Keep the legs up in the air in a perfect L-shape. And now draw the arms back past the ears, palms touching. And head and shoulders in the earth. Bring the ankles and knees together while those legs are up in the sky. And then according to your comfort and ease, start to slide, angle those legs away from you so the ankles or bones are touching. You're angling them. Maybe they were at 90, perpendicular to the earth, 90 degrees. You might drop them down 15 or 20 or 30 degrees, but only drop them down as far as you can still hold your navel to the spine. Don't let that low back pop up. You want to press that spine into the earth, so no space. And hold those legs straight out, squeezing to the thighs, pushing to the soles of the feet. Good. Then exhale, draw the knees into the belly. Roll the hands towards those knees, straddling the legs, and exhale the head up towards those knees. So the head is towards the knees, arms are straddling the calves, you're squeezing to your core. Hold. And then relax the head and shoulders down and push those legs straight up into the sky. Good. And now draw the knees back towards the belly. If you'd like, you can take the right hand on the inside of the right knee, left hand on the inside of the left knee, and just kind of relax as you pull those knees apart, separating the knees. We're coming into our final pose here. And then when you're ready, bring those ankles and knees back together. And hang in with me here for this last one. The ankles and knees are together over the belly. And you're going to bring the arms straight up to the sky. And you're going to exhale and bring the head and shoulders off the earth just a little bit. So you're going to look straight up to the sky. And now the arms and knees are going to go opposite directions. So squeeze the thighs together and slide the knees slightly to the left and angle your arms slightly to the right. Now bring everything back to center and bring the arms slightly to the left and the knees slightly to the right. And then back center, and then over to the opposite side. And back center, and then over, shift again. I think you know what to do. And back center, and go two more rounds. So to the side, center, other side, center, then other side, center. Good. And gently relax the head and shoulders down to the earth. Let the knees come, soles of the feet land into the earth. Extend those limbs across the mat. Let the arms be parallel to the body or maybe 5-6 inches away from the hips. And you're just coming into Shavasana here, resting down into the mat. Good work on your practice here. And just give yourself some time to relax all the facial features. Relax the palms, the soles of the feet. A lot of times in our abs classes, we end it with some type of massage. So in a lying position, you can kind of massage underneath the low back. You can massage the belly if you like. If you want to massage the thighs, just bend the knees. Otherwise, just rest into the earth. And that is the conclusion of your practice. Okay, namaskar.